greet you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of the house of the Lord. It's so good to look out and to see your smiling faces, and what's a joy to come and to remember our Savior, Jesus Christ, today. I want to extend a welcome to everyone, and a couple of visitors, and I know the Lord will bless us, and I look forward to seeing His work fulfilled as in this sacred ordinance of the church. For a call of worship, I share these words from the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. For oh, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that is the founder of peace, yea, even the Lord, who has redeemed his people, yea, him who has granted salvation unto his people. For were it not for the redemption which he hath made for his people, which was prepared from the foundation of the world, I say unto you, were it not for this, all mankind must have perished. And it's and I bring you that good news of Jesus Christ, that through the blood and the sacrifice and the atonement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which we come to remember today, that we too might live eternally with our Father in heaven who created us. I pray that as we gather, that we might be mindful of that. And though we are closed communionists, we welcome all to worship with us and stay and to fellowship with us and learn of God's goodness. So I would commit this service to you now, that we would be mindful of our Father in heaven and His Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. great God of Israel, thou who art from everlasting to everlasting. May all praise be attributed to thy name. For thou art wonderful, and counselor, the mighty God, Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. And thy Son, the Lion of the tribe of Israel, our Savior, our Advocate, and our Friend. Lord, this day, as thy people assemble to partake of the emblems, may they indeed and in all truty and truth remember that which Jesus Christ did for them. Bless your people, we pray, Father. Would your Spirit continue with us? May it bring about within our bosom a desire to be clean and forgiven. And in all humility, may we reach forth our hand and partake of these emblems, this sacrifice that was the greatest gift that could be given. We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son. And it is in his name that I do offer this prayer this morning, asking for your continued blessing upon your people and upon this Sabbath day. Even so, amen.
It is now time for us to have an oblation offering, and I just ask everyone to remember how important this is. These monies are used to provide a great help to people. Would you pray with me? Most holy and kind and gracious Heavenly Father, with great gratitude I come before thee at this time to offer up prayer. We are shortly going to contribute of our increase that we might provide a means to perform the services that are necessary, that are needful to help people. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit would bless these monies and guide and direct the mind and direction that the funds are spent, that your will would be performed, and that the help that they provide is a good blessing from heaven. Father, thank you for the opportunity to serve you. I praise you, Father, and give you all honor and glory. And I ask this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning and welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. What a glorious and wonderful day that He has made for us, this wonderful Sabbath day. It's a joy to be here, isn't it? It's a joy to see your smiling faces. It's a joy to be alive. Alive in that spirit that God has made us. I'm going to read for you today out of the section 59 of the Doctrine and Covenants. And this is when Joseph and some of the elders had come to Zion for the first time. And they had concentrated the first house, a log home that was built here. And it was consecrated, the place of the temple was consecrated also during that 3 or 4 days. August 7th to 8th, the church is about 4 months old. And these are the words that the Lord has given us in modern day Revelation. Behold, blessed, saith the Lord, are they who have come up into his land with an eye singled my glory according to my commandments. For they that live shall inherit the earth, and they that die shall have all their labors, shall rest from all their labors, and their works shall follow them, and they shall receive a crown in the mansions of my Father, which I have prepared for them. Yea, blessed are they whose feet stand upon the land of Zion, who have obeyed my gospel, for they shall receive of their reward the good things of the earth. And it shall bring forth in its strength, and it shall also be crowned with blessing from above, yea, and with commandments, not a few, but with revelations in their time. They that are faithful and diligent before me. I think the Lord is blessing us once again with this beautiful weather in the land of Zion, with a beautiful opportunity to remember Him this day on the Sabbath day. A day to remember the great sacrifice He died upon a cruel cross for us. And what a joy it is to come together and praise and give honor to His name and to His church. And He goes on to say in section 59, wherefore I give unto them a commandment, saying thus, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, mind, and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, thou shalt serve Him. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, the Lord gave commandments to Moses. The commandments given to Moses were carnal commandments. The commandments given to us are spiritual commandments. The Lord gave not us a single carnal commandment. They're all spiritual. And that meaning that they edify and show proof of Him. He has given us great opportunity and great blessings. His commandments are commandments of love. He tells us to love God first, who first have loved us. And He tells us to love each other. Do you love each other this day? Do you love your neighbors? Do you love your enemies? Do you love those that despitefully use you? Do you love all mankind? For the world today needs a great amount of love. We are so enwrapped in evil around us. We have that great need for that love today. And it is a commandment. You know, back in Moses' time, you broke a commandment, you could be put to death. If you were found working on the Sabbath, they would put you to death. You know, remember the blue laws back in the old days? Some of you, I'm sure, remember blue laws. The blue laws had the stores and the places closed on Sundays. Sunday was the Sabbath. You went to church or you stayed home. A lot of people stayed home, but some went to church. But the Puritans started that They were the original early Christians. They started in the 1600s. And I can remember when I came to Independence, my folks came here. I don't remember the exact year, probably in 59, somewhere in there. And they came up here to Independence. They still had blue laws. And the church still pretty much was strong in the center place. But somehow or another, they managed to pass a law that did away with the blue laws, did away with those things that would allow us to do other things on Sunday. And we do now. We do things that aren't acceptable to the Lord on Sunday. And I'll let you determine in your own heart and mind what those may be. I think you could probably name a bunch of them if you put your hands together and your fingers and maybe your toes too. You could probably figure out a whole bunch of those. But you know, the Lord loves us, and He continues to bear with us. Going on in section 59, of course, we shouldn't kill or do anything like unto that, or adultery or whatever, but you know, the Lord said in the Book of Mormon that we shouldn't even think on those things. We need to keep a clean heart and a clean mind. So if you find yourself drifting off into unclear, unclean thoughts, think about something else. Think about the Lord. Have a prayer in your heart. Have a song in your heart. Do anything to get rid of those thoughts in your mind that lead you off in a strange direction. And we've all been there and we've all done it, but He is the Lord that's ready to forgive us all. And He says, thou shalt thank the Lord God in all things. Do we thank the Lord when we get our blessings? I hear a lot of people with testimonies about healings and what have you. Did you thank the Lord for it? Did you remember to thank the Lord? Did you remember to pray to Him about it this morning, as the song said? In section 59:5b, He says, in nothing doth man offend God, or against none is His wrath kindled, save those who confess not His hand in all things and obey not His commandments. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Do we want to offend God? No, I know we don't. But you know, we got a lot of things we need to change in our lives. We let ourselves be led off in strange directions. The adversary has been very strong over the years, and he's led us off into those places we shouldn't go. And we're suffering for it today in the world. The world is suffering terribly. But yet the Lord is still mighty to save, and He will save us if we put forth the effort. You know, we're partaking of the Sabbath today, of the Lord's Supper. And yes, we're closed communion, but I would invite all those that haven't made their commitment to the Lord in the waters of baptism and received His wonderful Spirit, I would ask that you would consider that today. And you'd allow that Spirit that He gives to us all to touch your hearts and your minds, that you might find it necessary to come before Him and be baptized. I baptized a woman who was 67 years old. She'd been baptized 3 times before, but she was baptized and she is thrilled and she's in the gospel today. And you're not too old. As long as you're not dead, you're not too old. But you can't go to deathbed repentance. It doesn't work. You can't wait that long. You need to get out there before then. And we don't know when our last days is, so it'd be a good idea to get started on that right now. But anyway, we love having you here with us, and we're glad that you are here. And those that are of the covenant, we've got more work to do than anybody else. And I think we all know what those works are to be. Section 59:2e says, thou shalt offer a sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in righteousness, even that of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Contrite means penitent. We're sin sick. If we come before the Lord actually broken heart and a contrite spirit, we're sin sick. We're sorry for our sins. We're sorry that we've been doing those things to Him that caused Him to be beaten with stripes from us. You know, they beat Him terribly before the crucifixion. They beat Him with stripes and with switches and sticks. And sometimes we do the same thing when we don't obey His gospel and we don't obey the commandments. And why do we do that? That thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world. Thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon thy holy day. For verily this is a day appointed unto thee to rest from thy labors, and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. I know we've all got off the path as far as keeping the Sabbath day holy. And there's a lot of work to do there. The modern world uses the word sacraments and ordinances interchangeably. They use the sacraments to refer to the sacraments of the Lord's Supper, and that's fine. Others use the word ordinance as if they were just a rite. An ordinance of God is any decree or commandment of God which is to do with the ordering of the universe for the good of man. You know, the stars and the planets move in their seasons, and they're fixed in their course. And they move according to the laws of the universe. And the earth rolls up on her wings, the sun giveth light by day, and the moon giveth her light by night, and the stars also give their light. And as they roll upon their wings in their glory, in the midst of the power of God. It's glorious, isn't it? We've seen it just recently this year. I don't remember how many we've seen a pink moon, a beautiful moon, a full moon. It was so bright and so large, it seemed to almost engulf us. Beautiful. Because that's in the power of God, and He created that. And through the priesthood and the ordinance thereof, the power of godliness is manifest. Without the ordinances thereof and the authority of the priesthood, the power of godliness is not manifest in the men in the flesh. For without this, no man can see the face of God and live. I hope someday to be in the kingdom. Without being righteous and being prepared, we may have a problem when it comes. You know, I'm sure that all of us are going to bow down before Him and fall upon our faces. But I hope I'm not one that's not able to be in His presence. Obedience is spoken of in the latter day revelation. Wherefore he that prayeth, whose spirit is contrite, and the same is accepted of me, if he obey my ordinances. And we're back to being the ordinance again. He that speaketh, whose spirit is contrite, whose language is meek, and edify the same as of God, if he obey mine ordinances. Webster defines sacrament as a certain religious act or ceremony or practice, sacred in character or significance. This act or rite involves a pledge or token or symbol signifying a spiritual bond between God and man. We do that today as we take upon ourselves our Lord Jesus Christ, as we partake of the sacrament of His body and blood that died on that cruel cross for us. And there are other sacraments in the church, the sacrament of marriage, sacrament of baptism. They're all sacraments, and we're all showing our love and our desire and our hope to be in the kingdom. It is my prayer that you will take heed to those words, not take them as criticism from me, for I've been there and done it, so unfortunately, I wish I could say I hadn't, but I have, and I still do. So every day, every time we get a chance, we ought to be on our knees praying to the Lord's forgiveness. Now on this day, as He forgives us, it's up to us to pray unto Him for His strength and His Spirit to be with us, as it says in the prayers. This sacrament that we partake of today, I like what Mosiah said about it in the book of Mosiah. Apply the atoning blood of Christ to our lives. Apply that atoning blood of Christ in your lives today. And let Him heal you. And let Him be your Savior and your friend and your advocate with the Father. And love Him. Love Him. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. praise God and give glory to His name. For He is the Son of the living God. He is Jesus Christ. And it is in His name that I speak to you today. And in His name I give honor and glory. Amen.
As the prayer is offered over the bread, let us kneel facing the emblems. O God, the eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. Has anyone missed their portion of bread that wish to partake? Let us once again, as the offerer's prayer over the wine, kneel facing the emblems. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. Anyone miss their portion of the wine that wish to partake? Before we close, I'll have our brother Joe Williams step forward.
I feel I must stand, and under the impress of that good spirit that is one with the Father and with the Son, stand and just bear my testimony to you this morning of that which I have witnessed and experienced today. I sat here in about the third row this morning at 8 o'clock as the priesthood gathered, and we offered our prayers, and I sat quietly meditating and offering my prayer to our Heavenly Father, and a particular name was given to me. And I prayed for that person. And at the very moment that I began my prayer for them, another of the brethren that was standing and praying vocally prayed for the same. And it was not anyone that we discussed that morning. It's not anyone that I had a previous thought about. But in that instant, the Spirit knit us together in petition, because there was a need. And I witnessed then in the congregational prayer service those standing and offering their prayer and their testimony and using words that were not unique to their vocabulary, words that they would not normally use. And it caught my attention. And that Spirit made evident to me that they too were being knit together under the power of that Spirit, the Spirit of our Master that unites us. And I sit here this morning, and I look in this congregation and I see a beautiful light that's in our midst. It's not the light of the sun. It's not the light of the new lights that we have in the sanctuary. It comes from the Father of lights. And it's for your blessing, saints, today, that that Spirit has been in your midst. I pray that you recognized it. And I'll read where my father left off, out of the section 59 of the Doctrine and Covenants, in the very last few words. But learn that he who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Eternal life in the world to come. If we would but do these things to become a righteous people, to keep his commandments. Saints of the living God, this is the charge that is before you, to be his people, that we may offer an offering that is in righteousness, that the kingdom of heaven may come, that we might be privileged to look upon his face in this city of Zion, and that we might be privileged to worship with the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. I look so forward to these days that are before us. Take courage, saints. Be strong and valiant in your testimony. Listen to the promptings of the Spirit, and you will be blessed.
And I will stand and confirm that good Spirit has been present in our midst this day from our opening service until now. And might we sing of that goodness, that mercy of our God, as we sing of our Redeemer, our only delight, as we close in hymn and prayer.
our Father in heaven. With thankful hearts, we have met in thy sacred name, in this sacred place, to remember our sacred covenants that we have made with thee. And we have met as a body of Christ, as one, remembering that one baptism that we share, remembering our one and only Father in heaven. Father, we are so thankful for your tenderness, your love and mercy. We are thankful for your patience and your goodness. Lord, we are thankful for the light that you are around us and within us. And Lord, being thankful is not near enough. For let us move out in this time, living our lives in full gratitude, in service, in praise, and that we may share that light that has come to us this morning with those that we come in contact with, that they too may come to those waters of baptism and come unto Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the oneness of your Holy Spirit. And we praise you and give you all honor and glory. And we pray this in the blessed name Jesus Christ. Amen.